This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney. Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
1057, The Fan.
Benny and Haney, 1057, The Fan, here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Tons going on in the world of sports. We try to get to as much as we possibly can in the time that we are allotted. But right now, let's count some dough, buy or sell.
Well, Bob, cooler than forecast, February inflation pushed stocks higher. So the Dow is only down 46. It was down a bunch before. The S&P is up 37. The NASDAQ's up 244. DraftKings up 11 cents. Under Armour's down 32 cents.
For our sports topics, we'll start in college basketball. It's the best time of year in college basketball. Conference tournaments taking place right now. The NCAA tournament is almost upon us. So in the spirit of the season, Matt Norlander has ranked the top 25 college basketball stars of the last 25 years. Now, this is based, as he says, on star power, not necessarily accolades, stats, even team achievements, but simply star power, who was must-see TV. Got a wide variety of players here, future NBA stars like Kevin Durant, Carmelo Anthony, even guys who really didn't have much of a pro career but captured the nation by storm in college. Jimmer Fredette comes to mind. Anyway, here's your top three. It's a who's who of hateable ACC players. J.J. Redick, Tyler Hansbrough, Zion Williamson in the top spot. Quote here from Norlander says, Zion's combination of power, athleticism, leaping ability, and charisma made him the perfect player at the perfect time in college hoops. Bob, are you buying or selling that top pick for top college star in recent history?
Yeah, I'll buy it. I mean, and he was great for that one year, even though they were overrated when it was all said and done as a team. But where's Adam Morrison? He was must-see TV when he was at Gonzaga. And Redick, I don't think he had that kind of national juice. I love these people that look at the 2000s like it's the whole end-all be-all of whatever sports they're talking about. Tyler Hansbrough, get the bleep out of here. Absolutely not. But Zion Williamson, yeah. And what about Cooper Flagg? He's like the Zion Williamson of this year. The accolades and well-deserved that he's getting for the Blue Devils himself. And how can you not like the dude from Gonzaga with the mustache, whose name escapes me already? Drew Timmy. Timmy.
Oh, thought you were still talking Morrison.
Yeah, right.
He had the mustache.
Oh, yes, he did.
Anyway, over to the NFL. Brandon Stevens found a new home with the Jets, a nice payday to go along with it. Pairing him with Sauce Gardner, well, that was kind of a head-scratcher for us, considering how heavily targeted Stevens was compared to his fellow Ravens DBs over the years. In 2023 and 2024, the two seasons where Stevens was playing a starter's workload, he was targeted over 100 times each year, 108 in 2023, 102 last year. Well, Sauce Gardner seems to think the new pairing will boost Stevens to new heights, but Vinny, buy or sell, Stevens will have a new career high in targets coming his way in 2025.
Well, I'm going to buy it just because Sauce Gardner is better than anybody that Brandon Stevens with has played with on the other side. So they will be going after him. I was talking to one of my buddies who is a defensive coach in the league, and he says that they'll probably put Sauce Gardner to the field, put Brandon Stevens into the boundary, and they'll play let him play press coverage, press man all the time, and we'll see. But he's still going to face a ton of deep balls that he can't find.
All right, got a little baseball here. The Yankees, they got to find a rotation replacement for Gerrit Cole as he's going to miss the entire season with Tommy John surgery. They already have that front-end guy, really an ace profile in Max Fried. Carlos Rodon also had some ace labels, or at least number one starter labels, when he signed with New York. But his tenure there has been really up and down. Injuries in 23, limited his play time, had an ERA over 6. Last year, he was healthy and better, but that ERA still in the high 3s. Buy or sell, Bob, Rodon will be able to pitch to his pre-Yankees level to help replace what's lost in Cole.
I'll sell it. He'll be good enough. He's not going to be dreadful with a 5-plus earned run average and be booed at a Yankee stadium. But Gerrit Cole is one of the best pitchers in baseball. Marcus Stroman could be the wild card for them. And ultimately, what's going to happen once the season begins? Possible trades. Because, San Diego's got King, former Yankee, by the way, and Dylan Cease, who could become available. And don't be surprised if the Orioles might kick the tires on something like that as well.
Well, the Cowboys, they're changing up their running back room this upcoming season after being heavily ridiculed last offseason for their approach to the position. They struck early this time around, but far from the splash that a Derrick Henry would have been for them. They're bringing in Javonte Williams. That's their addition so far this week. And also apparently moving on from former undrafted rookie Rico Dowdle in the process. And if you had an eye on Dowdle last year, actually pretty solid year for Dallas behind a less than stellar O-line. Williams is younger, but the numbers not as good, especially in yards per carry. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Dallas running back room will somehow get even worse in 2025.
Well, I'm going to sell it. Nolan, the thing that's amazing is why are you going to sign a running back when it's a tremendously deep year in the draft? It makes no sense. Because if they go get a good draft kid, then the room gets better. But the way the room is now, I don't know that it's much better.
And our last topic here today in the NBA, Kevin Durant, the trade news for him, it's going to dominate the offseason, so get ready for it now. They failed to move him at this year's deadline, so things are heating up. But recently, we've learned from some reports about Phoenix's asking price for the star player. Keep in mind, he's going to be 37, have 1 year remaining on his current contract, but their asking price starts with 3 first-round picks plus a young player on top of it. Are you buying or selling? And judging by the laughing, it's going to be a sell that they would even get close to that kind of compensation.
Sell, absolutely not. 37 years old, 3 first-round picks, and a young stud ready to rock and roll. Hey, Phoenix, you can ask for it all you want. And they're not stupid for asking that level of compensation. They're not getting it. No way, no how. And since Matt Ishbia took over as the owner of the team, he swung big. But been a lot of striking out going on, shall we say. So no way, Nolan. I'd be floored if they came anywhere close. I don't think you could get a stud player for Kevin Durant right now, much less that and 3 first-round draft picks. Because we can't say change of scenery. The guy's had a suitcase packed for quite some time here in the NBA. No denying his abilities. One of the great scorers, certainly, in the history of the league and of this generation. But no way. That's a crazy ask.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.